哈利路亚，感谢耶稣的带领啊，让我们能够进入下午的见证会。
Hallelujah, thanks to the guidance of Lord Jesus, we have entered into our testimony session.
在这个下午的见证会，我们要请 Victoria 姐妹以及敏静姐妹来跟我们分享她们生命当中的见证。
For this afternoon, we are going to ask Sister Victoria and also Sister Mijin to share their life's testimonies.
那我们也求主耶稣赐给他们智慧跟口才以及勇气。
And we also ask Lord Jesus to give them courage and eloquence.
因为我刚看到已经有人在发抖了
Because I see that there are people who are already trembling.
所以我们求主耶稣赐给他们勇气，能够分享主耶稣在他们生命当中的作为。
So we ask Lord Jesus to give them courage so that they can testify the works of Lord Jesus in their lives.
那我们现在先请 Victoria.
So now we'll ask Sister Victoria to come up.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
A few weeks ago, I went to Taiwan to visit some relatives and to attend the 100-year anniversary service of the True Jesus Church.
几个礼拜前我到台湾拜访了几个亲戚，还有参加了真耶稣教会100周年的纪念聚会。
Because this year is the 100-year anniversary of the TJC.
因为今年是真耶稣教会100年周年。
From the day I arrived and landed at the airport in Taiwan, thank God, I heard testimony upon testimony, many testimonies.
自从我下了飞机到了台湾那一天，我听到了很多见证。
It was a regular occurrence.
是一个很难见的现象。
Regular.
很平常的现象。
These testimonies really glorified God.
这些见证很荣耀神。
And they spoke to how wonderful and powerful God is.
然后让我知道神是多么的有能力。
Even when I was at the airport waiting with other members for transport to go to Taichung.
当时我在机场等其他信徒到，要一起到台中。
The members shared testimonies with me.
其中一个人跟我分享了一个见证。
And so after hearing so many testimonies and being very encouraged and joyful from hearing them,
听到了很多见证，然后变得很喜悦。
I said that I would share these testimonies when I returned to U.S.
我跟他们说，我回到美国之后会分享这个见证。
So here I am.
所以我在这里。
And I also like to share some reflections on my time over there.
我要分享我在台湾的时间。
So this testimony will be in two parts. First, my personal reflections, and the second, testimonies that I heard.
这个见证会分为两个部分。第一个是我个人的见证，第二个是我听到的见证。
So firstly, my personal reflections. After attending the commemorative anniversary service of the centennial of the TJC and other services.
在参加周年聚会之后
also other services
还有其他在台湾的聚会
I felt very encouraged in my faith
我觉得我的信仰被鼓励
we were reminded by the speaker that the TJC is a church of the end time
我们讲者提醒我们真耶稣教会是末世教会
And that we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to preach to the rest of the world.
我们需要信靠圣灵来向大家传福音。
This is the generation that we need to fight for the truth and stay in the truth.
这个时代我们要为真理打仗。
And we need to be faithful to the end.
我们要一直有信心到最后。
Also, during the few days I was in Taichung.
在台中的这几天。
There was sharing from deacons and pastors about how the church was established in the country where they live.
只是跟传道都见证了，他们，sorry.
They shared about how the church, the True Jesus Church, was established in the country where they live.
他们分享了真耶稣教会的建立的历史，还有他们以前住的地方。
And the growth of the church there.
还有教会的成长。
So they shared about the the growth of the church of the country that they live in.
他们分享了教会的成长，还有自己国家教会的成长。
So it was encouraging to hear about the growth of the church in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and across Europe and other places.
我听到了在马来西亚、在印尼、还有在欧洲、还有其他地方的教会的成长。
So indeed, God is guiding the church, and the gospel is spreading.
所以，神是有带领在，有在带领教会，而且福音正在传扬。
During my stay in Taichung GA Church,
在总会的时候
，I was really moved by the love and kindness of the members at the church.
我被教会的弟兄姐妹的爱很感动。
When I asked a sister for directions on how to get to the train station,
我问一个姐妹如何到火车站。
She sat down with me and carefully explained in detail the directions.
她与我坐下来，很清楚地跟我解释。
And she even drew a picture of the train line stops along the way.
然后她还画了一个画，告诉我怎么走。
And when I didn't understand, she would carefully explain it to me again.
如果我当我不了解的时候，她会再解释一遍。
Another time when I needed help locating and finding music, written music for church.
有一次我正要找一个教会的乐谱。
And I asked a sister.
我问一个姐妹。
And she did her best to help me find what I was looking for, and she did it really carefully.
她很认真地帮我找我需要的东西。
And so they were very willing to help us, and they did so joyfully.
他们很努力，很有热心地帮我们。
They do their best and do the job meticulously.
她用尽到她最好的力量帮我们。
Even if it was a small matter.
就算只是一件小事情。
And so now I'd like to share some testimonies that I heard.
现在我要分享我在台湾听到的见证。
And additionally, I'd like to share that one thing that I learned in Taiwan was that I was reminded of when I went to Taiwan previously that the members there are very open in sharing testimonies.
在我之前到台湾的时候，那边的信徒很，跟我分享了很多见证。
And it's very encouraging to our faith.
对我的信仰很受到鼓励。
And so when we went to visit different TJC locations in the area, the members in each church shared testimonies with us.
所以当我们到不同地方的真耶的教会时候，那边的弟兄姐妹跟我们分享了许多见证。
So there was one time when we were visiting a church in the mountain areas.
有一次我们在山上，我们去一个山上的教会。
And a member there told us a testimony.
一个信徒告诉我们一个见证。
There was a church family and in that particular church, and that family one day the child of the family got very ill.
有一个家庭。在有一个小孩有一天生了一个很严重的病。
So they are members of the church.
他们是教会的信徒。
The father took the child to see the doctor.
爸爸带这个小孩去看医生。
But after the doctor examined the child, the doctor said there was no hope.
在检查了之后，医生告诉他们说没有希望了。
And the doctor told the father to take the child home.
医生叫爸爸带着小孩回家。
And because there was nothing the doctor could do for him.
因为这医生什么也做不了了。
So the father quickly requested for the child to be baptized.
所以这个爸爸赶快与教会申请受洗。
As the child had not been baptized yet.
因为这个小孩还没有受洗。
And he knew that baptism is essential for salvation.
他也知道，受洗是对永生很重要的一件事。
So then a preacher of the TJC baptized the child.
所以教会的长子就帮这小孩受洗了。
And during the baptism, there were members that went there to witness the baptism, and there were also non-members in the area.
在洗礼的过程中，有很多教会的信徒有参与洗礼，也有很多不是教会的信徒也在那里。
And some of the people who were not from church saw the ill child being taken to the water.
不是信徒的人看到了这个小孩被拉进了水里。
And they said that they were causing the child more discomfort.
他们说他们让这小孩感到更不舒服。
But miraculously, after the baptism, when the child was taken out of the water,
但是神奇的，在当小孩被拉出了水里之后，
the child was completely healed.
这个小孩痊愈了。
And the complexion of the child was very healthy.
他看起来很健康。
So, following the baptism, the child was all better.
洗礼结束之后，小孩变得更健康了。
So for me, this testimony highlights the guidance of God and His almighty power.
所以这个见证告诉我们，神的能力。
God is with the True Jesus Church, and He listens to our prayers, and He knows our worries and needs.
神与真耶稣教会同在，他垂听我们的祷告，他也知道我们的需要。
And there was another church which we visited.
另外一个教会我们有去。
It was also in the mountain area.
也是在山上。
The church is in a village called Lilan.
这个教会在宜兰。
Lilan.
Lilan. Lilan.
And the entire village is made up of TJC members.
整个村落都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
So you could say Hallelujah to everyone you see, and they would say it back.
所以当你看到每个人的时候，你可以说哈利路亚，然后他们会回你哈利路亚。
What I found really encouraging was when I heard about the faith of the members there.
当我听到那些信徒的信仰之后，
after the truth was preached to them, the church was established there.
当福音传到他们那里之后，教会就建立。
And even though other people from other religions and denominations tried to preach there,
就算有其他的教派试着向他们传福音。
They turned them away and stuck to the truth.
他们远离他们，然后建立在真理上。
And so to this day, the village is still entirely made up of TJC members only.
所以直到现在，这个部落还是都是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And this church also had many testimonies to share with us.
这个部落也有很多的见证来分享。
Now I'd like to share about another church, TJC in mountainous area.
我现在要分享另一个在山上的教会。
It was a very picturesque church and surrounded by mountains.
这个教会周围充满了被山包围。
And with trees close by, it was refreshing.
树到处都是树，非常的清爽。
When we arrived, we were welcomed to the church.
当我们到的时候，我们被受欢迎。
And a member told us a testimony about the church.
有一个信徒告诉我们了教会的见证。
And one day there was heavy rainfall in the area.
有一天有下了一个很大的雨。
And on that day, some members went to church for prayer service.
那天有几个信徒到教会祷告。
But when the members got to the church, they realized the rain was very heavy and it could be dangerous.
当他们到教会之后，他们发现这个雨可能会很危险。
So the members drove the church vehicles away and left the area.
所以他们开了教会的车走，离开这个地区。
After a short while after they left, there was a huge landslide.
他们走了之后有一个土石流。
So lots of soil, large boulders, and logs tumbled down the mountain.
很多土都滑了下来。
The church building was covered.
然后教会被土盖住了。
Even the inside of the chapel was filled up close to the height of the ceiling. Even the chapel inside was filled up with soil and logs.
会堂里面被土给盖满了。
But thank God, no members were hurt.
但感谢神，没有信徒受伤。
Also, the members were very thankful that after the soil was cleaned out of the church building.
信徒也很感谢，就是当土被清干净了之后。
They realized the church was still standing firm and intact.
他们发现教会还是很坚固的在那里。
And there was little damage to the main structure.
教会没有被伤害到。
Additionally, the logs that had come down from the mountain and landed inside church.
有土树干还有土在教会里面。
They landed inside the church.
在掉到教会里面。
And they were of high value.
他们非常大量。
价
值很高。
So the logs were sold and the money was given to church.
他们卖了这个东西，然后将钱捐给教会。
Also, prior to the landslide, before the landslide, in front of church, there was a slope.
There was
a slope.
在土石流之前有一个坡。会堂前面有一个坡。
The members wanted to fill up the slope to make a garden area.
信徒想要将这个地方变为一个花园。
But the cost of doing so would be too high.
但这个做这个的经费会太高。
But after the landslide, the slope was filled up naturally.
但土石流之后，这个地方被补平了。
And the government sent people to help flatten the ground and make it safe.
然后政府派人来这里将地整平。
And so now they have a beautiful garden in front of the church.
所以他们现在有一个漂亮的花园在教会前面。
We can see from this testimony that God really guides and protects His people.
我们可以看到这个见证，神真的保护他的选民。
And even though it was a dangerous situation, the members were unharmed.
就算是一个很危险的情况，信徒还是没有受伤。
And they left the area just at the right time.
他们离开那个地方。
Overall, following this trip, I was really encouraged.
这个旅行让我非常的感动。
I could see that God was guiding the True Jesus Church.
我可以看到神真的在带领真耶稣教会。
The gospel is spreading.
福音正在传扬。
The church of the end time will be prosperous.
末世的教会会兴旺。
And God will continue to guide and protect His people.
神也会继续带领和保护他的选民。
And we need to hold firm to the truth and rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在真理上站稳，也要抓住圣灵。
May all glory be unto God.
愿一切荣耀归给天上真神。
我们谢谢 Victoria 跟我们的分享。
We thank Sister Victoria for her sharing.
今年是真耶稣教会宣道100周年的特别的纪念。
This year is the special 100-year anniversary of the preaching of the True Jesus Church.
所以在三月的时候，在台湾总会有一个特别的聚会。
So in March, in the Taiwan GA building, they had a special commemorative service.
Victoria 能够回去参加，我好羡慕啊。
And so I'm very envious of how Sister Victoria was able to attend it.
因为我那个时候在非洲啊。
Because during that time I was in Africa.
所以在非洲看着台湾的特别聚会，那种感触特别深啊。
So when I was watching the video of the special service in Taiwan in Africa, it was a very special feeling.
其实在特别聚会他们有同时现场实况的播放哦。
And when they had the commemorative service, they had a live stream.
我本来想要请叫那个非洲的所有神学生一起来看。
And originally, I wanted all the TTP students from Africa to watch it together.
我们在非洲是有网络的哦。
In Africa, they have the internet too.
但是后来没有成功，没有，后来没有办法看。
But we were never able to make the connection.
因为那个时候是奈及利亚凌晨三点。就是台湾的时间奈及利亚是凌晨三点、哦、
Because in Nigeria it was 3 a.m. in the morning.
但是你看到、后来我把那个 video download 下来。
But later I did download the video.
你就看到一群的非洲信徒看着 video， 然后跟着唱中文歌，中文赞美诗啊。
And as we were watching the video, you see a whole group of African members singing the Chinese hymns together.
他们也很兴奋啊 ，100 year, 100 year, 非常兴奋啊。
And they are also very excited and keep shouting 100 years 100 years、
感谢主、Victoria 能够在 这一趟旅程当中、听到很多的见证。
And so thank God、Victoria was able to hear many testimonies on her journey、
她讲了一句话说、她在台湾感觉台湾的信徒好爱分享见证、
And one thing she mentioned is that in Taiwan it seems like members are very willing and love to share testimonies.
因为你知道吗？越会分享得到的恩典就越多。
Because you know, the more you share, the more blessing you will receive.
所以希望我们的所有的信徒都能够把这件事记在心里啊。
So we hope all our members can remember this.
所以我们的负责人不用以后那么可怜啊，怎么办？怎么办？找不到人见证啊。
So our council members have to won't have to be so pitiful in the future where they keep worrying about who can give testimony.
大家都有见证。
But everyone have testimonies.
但是大家都要懂得分享。
But everyone needs to know how to share.
然后你越讲见证就越多。
And the more testimonies you share, the more you will experience.
感谢主啊，那我们接下来请明俊跟舅。
So thank God. Now we'll ask Sister Mijin and Brother Joseph Hong.
한국말 하실 거죠?
주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 간증 시작하도록 하겠습니다.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give testimony.
奉主的圣名在这里做见证。
먼저영어로못해가지고죄송한말씀먼저전해드리겠습니다
So first, I apologize for not being able to speak English well. So instead, I speak Korean.
首先我跟大家道歉，说我现在没有直接用英文来讲，所以我是用韩文来讲见证。
먼저저를잘모르는데도제가오자마자이렇게반갑게맞아주신성도님들께감사드립니다
First, we thank brothers and brothers and sisters who welcome me so well, even though they don't know me yet.
首先我想感谢大家，所有弟兄姐妹是那么的热心来接待我，虽然跟我不是很熟。
예전에는간증을부탁받으면저는특별히하나님한테뭐큰기적같은걸본적이없어서간증을못하겠는데요라고꺼렸던것같습니다
In the past, whenever I was asked to give testimony, I usually say that I have not received great miracles and blessings, and I was always reluctant to give my testimony.
在过去有人问我说要不要分享见证，我都会回答说我没有体验很多神迹奇事，所以没有什么见证可以分享。
하지만지금은확신하는것이제삶자체가하나님이주신감사라고생각합니다
However, I am now firmly in belief that my entire life is the blessings of God.
但是我现在深信我的一生都是充满神的恩典
오늘은제가여기지금여기교회에서있는이유설계된과정을여러분께간단히소개해드리려고합니다
So I'd like to share with you today why and how I am standing here and giving testimony, what transpired in the past for me to give testimony and stand here and give testimony today.
所以我想跟大家分享说为什么今天我站在这里过去发生什么事情让我能够来在这里跟大家分享见证。
3년전에저는이제학교선생님으로일을하고있었고제삶은다른사람이봤을때안정적이고평온하고평탄하고이런삶을누린다고예다른사람들은생각하고있는삶을살고있었습니다
Only 3 years ago, I was a teacher, and in the eyes of others, I was living a very comfortable life.
3年前我是做老师，那可能很多人看到会觉得说我是过着很舒适的生活。
근데저이유를찾지못했지만근데저는이제수업이끝나고제교실에앉아서창밖을바라보고있으면뭔가속이빈것같다는생각을자주하게됐습니다
But very often after classes is over and I look at the window through outside and I feel something is always missing
但是时常我教完课的时候我往窗户看都会觉得说有我缺乏了什么
이유 없이 눈물을 흘릴 때도 있었고 그래가지고 이런 제 생활을 한 자매 제가 저의 종교교육 선생님이었던 한 자매하고 얘기를 나누게 됐습니다.
And even sometimes I shed my tears without knowing why. So I share my experience with older sister who also happened to be my former RE teacher.
那有时候我会不知道为什么的就开始流眼泪，所以我就把我的这些事情就跟一个年纪比较大的姐妹，也是我以前的宗教教老师分享。
그리고 그 자매님이 저에게 그러면 나랑 같이 기도해 보지 않을래? 라고 먼저 제안을 했습니다.
So she suggested that why don't we pray together with me?
所以这位姐妹就建议说我可以跟她一起祷告。
그래서 저는 학교가 4시 30분에 끝나면 교회로 바로 가서 저희는 그 자매와 1년 동안 1시간씩 기도를 했습니다.
So class is over at 4:30 and every day after school I go to church. And I pray with this sister for 1 hour for the entire year.
所以每天四点半学校就下课，所以我教完课之后，每天就会跟这个姐妹祷告一个小时。我这样子做了一年。
그 1년은 제 인생에 있어서 하나님이 주신 선물이라고 생각합니다.
So I consider that one-year period is really the gift it's a gift that God has given to me.
那我现在看到说这一年的时间是神赐给我的礼物。
기도하는 과정 중에 캐나다로 공부를 좀 더 하고 싶다라는 생각이 들었고 그리고 캐나다로 유학을 준비하고 그리고 이제 비자를 받고 학교를 결정하고. 캐나다로 가기로 결심을 했습니다.
So during those prayers, I had a thought about continuing my education in Canada. So I applied, got chosen the school, and I was able to live for Canada.
那在那一年祷告的时候，我就想到要留学到加拿大，所以我就申请了，然后就被加拿大的大学录取。
캐나다로 2년 전에 캐나다로 가게 됐고 그리고 캐나다에서 삶 자체가 하나님 감사의 연속이었습니다.
So 2 years ago I was able to go to Canada and last 2 years I lived there it was a continuous blessings experience of blessings from God.
所以2年前我就搬去加拿大去读书，然后这2年都是充满了恩典。
캐나다에 도착하자마자 이틀 후에 한 자매님에게 저한테 전화가 왔고 저는 이제 도착하고 나서 이틀 후부터 교회 자매님 집에서 그 가정에서 같이 살게 되었습니다.
So only 2 days after I arrived in Canada, I received a phone call from a church sister, and I was able to live with her from that time on.
那我到达加拿大过2天后，教会一位姐妹就打电话给我。 然后从那之后，我就有办法住在那位姐妹家。그
자매님 가정에서 두 아이랑 같이 학교가 마칠 때까지 계속 생활할 수 있었습니다.
So I live with the sister and her two sons for 2 years until I completed my school there.
那我就这2年就跟那位姐妹一起住，然后这位姐妹也有2位儿子。
금요일 예배를 같이 갈 수 있었고 안식일 예배도 교통을 걱정할 필요 없이 정말 너무 편안하게 교회를 다닐 수 있었습니다.
So Friday night I went to church and even Saturday I was always able to attend churches without having to worry about the transportations.
所以因为这样子，每个星期五晚上跟安息日我都有办法到教会，也不用担心到教会的这个交通。
그리고 가끔씩 제가 아프거나 뭐 걱정거리가 있다고 하면 그 자매님하고 그 아이들하고 같이 기도도 할 수 있는 축복을 누렸습니다.
So some occasionally when I was sick or when I had some things to worry about, I had the blessing of being able to pray together with this sister and her two sons together.
那有时候如果我生病，或者是我有一些比较压力大的事情发生，然后需要有人跟我一起祷告，我就有办法跟这位姐妹还有她的小孩一起祷告。
그제가이제캐나다에도착하고바로교회를나갔는데제가4월그초중반초쯤에도착을했습니다
So right after arriving in Canada, I began attending churches, and that was about early April, first part of April.
所以我一到达加拿大在这个四月初就有办法开始就在那边聚会。
2주후에이렇게그전도집회가있었습니다토론토교회에서
So two weeks later, they had this evangelical service, just like what we are having today.
那我到达那里过两个礼拜后，就是多伦多教会的灵恩布道会，就跟我们这里一样。
근데영어가완전하지못했기때문에광고에서2주후에전도집회가있으니까성찬례도있고하니까꼭참석하세요라는광고를제가알아듣지를못했습니다
But because my English wasn't that good at that time, even though announcement was made about evangelical service and Holy Communion being done in two weeks later, I did not understand and I did not understand.
但是因为那时候我英文还不太好，所以虽然教会有报告说两个礼拜后就有灵恩布道会，也有圣餐礼，但是我那时候听不懂。
그래서그성찬례가 있는일요일에제가저는몰랐기때문에아침새벽같이평소대로가방을싸가지고도서관에갔습니다
So because I didn't know that Sunday they were having Holy Communion, as usual, I got up very early in the morning and with my backpack on, I went to school library.
但是因为我不晓得那个礼拜天灵恩会是有圣餐礼，所以我就跟我以前一样一般一样，就是早上一大早起来就带着书包，然后就跑去学校去读书。
저녁에돌아와가지고저녁먹고이제쉬려고침대에누워있는데페이스북메시지로그토론토교회디모데목자님이저한테메시지를보내셨습니다
So Sunday evening I return and when I look at the Facebook Messenger, Pastor Timothy sent a message.
所以礼拜天晚上回到家的时候，我看到脸书上杨志豪传道有用这个脸书留个有留言给我。
어떻게자매는한국에서교사교회교사도오래했다고하고하면서오늘성찬에참석하지않을수있지하고다른학생들이뭘보고배우겠냐라는메시지였습니다
It read something like this. I thought you were a teacher from Korea and you're being real, you know. In church, how could you have missed this Holy Communion event? How could other students, what can other students can learn from your example of your example of being absent?
那杨传道就跟我讲说，你在韩国也是中央教育老师，身为中央教育老师，你怎么可以错过圣餐礼呢？你这样子是为学员做什么样的榜样呢？
목자님은기분나쁘게생각하지말라고말씀을덧붙였고그리고내가자매를생각하니까이런얘기를해주는거라고얘기해서너무감사했습니다
So he did say that I'm not trying to make you upset but trying to encourage you. So don't, you know, I'm writing this to encourage you. So when I read that message, I felt gratitude.
但是他也提到说他这样子告诉我不是要来指责我，他是要来鼓励我。
그리고목자저사실은이해를못했어요이렇게말했는데목자님이어떻게이해를못할수가있냐2주동안광고를했는데그래서그냥더이상변명하지않고아잘못했습니다라고얘기했습니다
I did explain to him that I did not understand English well enough to understand, but he did say that two weeks from now we announced how could you not, so I just stopped explaining and I just say sorry.
那所以我看到他的简讯的时候，我就很感激。但是我试着跟他解释说，因为我英文听不懂，所以我不晓得说是有圣餐礼。但他就问我说，但是是有报告两个礼拜后会有这个灵恩布道会，所以之后我就只是跟他道歉，然后就没有继续解释。
그뒤로그목자님은유학생일개유학생인저한테정말사랑을많이보여주셨고관심을더많이가지고이렇게돌봐주셨습니다
Since then, this pastor, because I was a foreign student, took much time and show me the expression of care and attention.
从此之后因为杨传道知道说我是留学生，所以他就花很多时间来关怀。
그리고목자님께서저한테학교공부너무열심히하지말라고왜냐면제가너무열심히했거든요학교공부너무열심히하지말고결혼하라고저만날때마다얘기하셨습니다
So and he also told me that you know he knew that I was very studious that you know you don't study too hard and also you should consider about your own marriages every time I met him he reminded of the same message
那他也会告诉我说他知道说我是很用功的学生但是提醒我说但是读书不要读太多不要读太久然后也会经常提到说你要好好考虑你的婚姻然后他每次看到我都会提到要去想婚姻的事情
아프리카에가셨을때도저한테비디오콜로전화하셔가지고결혼해야된다고지금누구있는데소개해줄거니까이렇게하라고까지얘기하셨었습니다
Even when he was visiting Africa, he called me using video conference, telling me that there's a really good brother. You should consider, you know, knowing him and giving me this kind of encouragement.
他连被派去非洲在工作的时候，他连在非洲就用这个网络视线来跟我讲说他发现了一个很好的弟兄，然后要我去好好的考虑。
근데저는몇번저한테그렇게얘기하셨지만저는공부가너무꼭졸업을해야되는상황이었고많은걸버리고왔기때문에꼭여기서잘맞춰야된다는그런그압박때문에공부에만정말집중했었습니다
So he reminded me several times, but as for me, because I sacrificed so much things and left a lot of things behind in Korea, and I was under great pressures to complete my education, so I was only focusing on my study.
虽然他经常提醒我，但是因为我离开韩国，已经放下很多东西，就是要来加拿大去专心的把这个学位读完，所以我那时候只是把注意力放在学业上。
그러던중에제가3학기이제4학기중에3학기째그교회토론토교회에서제가그유치부를하고있었는데저한테 RETS 라고교사세미나에참석해서좀이렇게배우고오지않겠냐수료하고오지않겠냐고제안을해주셨습니다
So during four semesters that I was studying in Toronto, during third semester, I was an RE teacher for the kindergarteners, and pastor asked me that you should attend RE teacher seminar so that you are more equipped and be able to help us. Help the church.
我在多伦多是待了四个学期，那在第三个学期的时候，我就开始当这个幼稚班的中华教会老师。但是教会就跟我传道就跟我说，你既然要当老师，你应该去参加这个教人的讲习会，所以你才可以教得更好。
공부가너무힘들었기때문에시간을일주일빼가지고간다는거는생각을못했고당연히노를해야지준비를하고있었습니다
So because my study was so arduous, I could not imagine taking 1 week off to attend there. So I was prepared to say no to the pastor.
但是因为我学校这个课其实很重，所以我那时候不可以想象说要请个礼拜假去参加这个中央教育学院的训练，所以我已经准备跟传道说我没有办法去。
그런데날짜가정확하게3학기때한주쉬는리딩윅이었습니다
But coincidentally, the 1 week there was no school was the same period where the training was happening. It coincided with the same date in the training session.
但是刚好学校放假的那个礼拜就是这个中央教育老师训练的那个礼拜。
그래서그방학일주일방학을이용해서여기캘리포니아의총회로 RETS 를참가할수있었습니다
So during those 1 week of school break, I was able to go to California to attend this RE training session.
所以刚好学校一个礼拜假期的时间，我就有办法飞去美国加州去参加这个中央教育老师的这个训练。
그리고는여기계시는형제님을 거기서만난건아니지만 그 디모데 목자님이 미리 이렇게 플랜 해놓으시고 저하고는 얘기하지 않고 형제님하고 목자님하고 얘기해서 저를 볼 수 있게 이렇게 딱 플랜을 만들어 놓으셨어.
Without telling me or me knowing, Pastor Timothy, Pastor Timothy told him about my coming, and they were so and made arrangements so that Brother Joe can meet with me.
但是我到加州的时候，杨传道没有告诉我，就已经事先跟 Joseph 已经联络好，说所以要让 Joseph 来机场来接我，所以我们可以才可以见面。예，
더 자세한 이야기는 아마 저 형제님께서 해주실 거고요. 저는 그래서 지금 여기에 있고. 그리고 제가 한국에 3개월 정도 갔다가 지금 여기 왔는데 그 제가 이렇게 주님 안에서 결혼할 수 있고 그리고 많은 분들의 축복을 받을 수 있는 것은 많은 분들의 기도가 모여서 기도가 모여서 그렇게 됐다고 생각합니다. 정말
so,
감사합니다.
The more detailed story that happened in California, I think Brother Joe will give his story. What I want to say is that I did visit Korea 3 months and come back, and I'm so thankful that I am able to marry within the Christ, and this is a result from all the members who have prayed for me.
那等下更详细的过程，Joseph 会来为这个来做见证。但是我只是想说，我刚从韩国待在韩国待3个月，然后刚回来，我看到这整个过程都发现说，这是弟兄姐妹的爱，还有神的带领。
앞으로 저한테 어떤 일이 펼쳐질지 모르지만 모든 상황에서 감사함을 찾으면서 그렇게 잘 살도록 하겠습니다. 감사합니다.
I do not know what life will hold in the future, but in every case, I will look to see the God's blessings, and I will live a life of thanksgiving.
所以虽然我不知道将来的生活是怎样，但是我知道我必须过着一个充满感谢的生活，因为我的生命充满神的恩典。
주의 글쓰임으로 간증 마치겠습니다.
Yeah, this concludes my testimony.
那我见证就到这里为止。
Let's pray in silence.
那请大家低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify that the word said may glorify God and edify others. Let's first turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
请先翻到以赛亚书第55章。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8.
以赛亚书第55章第8节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8.
以赛亚书第55章第8节.
Verse 8, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Verse 9,
第9节.
Nor are your, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts.
第9节, 天怎样高过地, 照样我的道路高过你们的道路, 我的意念高过你们的意念。
So, this is one of my favorite verses that I've thought about for, I was probably say decades.
这是过去几十年来我最喜欢的一段经句。
Now, like, as you know, most of you know that when you read the words of God, you can read it and understand it. But to truly know it, to experience it, is a completely different story.
那就如大家知道的说，我们读圣经，可以我们看得懂，也可以读得懂，但是真正体会去了解是另外一回事。
Yeah, so like in the past, when I think about it, I how do you have God's thoughts as your thoughts? Because don't I have my own thoughts?
所以我过去读这段经文的时候，我都会想说。 神的意念要怎么变成我们的意念呢？因为我们自己也有我们独立的意念。
So yeah, I'd like to testify on some of the things that I learned, that I experienced.
所以我想要做见证，分享我所体验的一些，我学到的一些事情。
So, maybe first let me give some background, since I see some old faces, I also see some new faces that I don't know.
那因为我虽然看到很多我认识的，但是也有看到很多在座很多我不认识的，所以我先讲一下这个故事的背景。
So, yeah, I actually grew up in Elizabeth Church.
我其实是在伊丽莎白教会长大的。
I have very fond memories of Elizabeth.
我在伊丽莎白有很多美好的回忆。
I had my entire religious education here.
我整个宗教教育都是在这边上的。
Yeah, from kindergarten through J2.
从幼稚班一直到中级班。
And then I also came back after college and stayed here for probably another decade to work.
那我大学毕业完也搬回来这里，然后在这里工作了大概有十年左右。
Like this chapel, I remember there's no these drop lights. We're not here. Like this carpeting was pretty much all wood floors.
那我也记得以前这个会堂没有上面吊的这些灯，然后这些现在有的这些地毯也不在，以前都是木板。
I remember, like in my own student spiritual convocations, E1, E2, J1, J2, very fond memories of praying in the Lord.
那我也记得，以前我们在这里，有办学生灵恩会的时候，我是在这个幼年班、少年班、初级班，然后都有很多美好的回忆。
I mean, I remember at the time we were complaining that we were praying on like wood floors.
记得以前小时候我们都会抱怨说祷告还要跪在木板上祷告。
And the pastors at the time would say, hey, back then we had to like kneel on rocks.
但是那时候传道都会跟我说你们抱怨什么，我们以前祷告都是跪在石头上祷告。
So, yeah, it was like, it was very good training.
但是我发现说这是很好的训练。
And I still remember, probably third or fourth grade, to pray for the Holy Spirit was very important.
那我也记得大概三四年前的时候，我三四年级的时候，老师都跟我们说求圣灵是非常的重要。
Again, yeah, so they would really encourage us to fast and pray, even though we're very young, like third, fourth grade.
所以虽然我们年纪那么小，但是他们还是会鼓励我们要禁食祷告。
And to really fast and pray, so.
然后都会告诉我们要真正的禁食祷告。
Like the library today used to be a prayer room.
那今天的这个图书室以前是一个祷告室。
Yeah, and I just remember, yeah, just right behind me is where I received the Holy Spirit.
那我看到这里的时候，我都会记得说，就是后面在这个房间里面，我就是在这里得到圣灵的。
So for me personally, I did not, even though I had the best.Religious education from when I was small to when I was older.
那对我个人来说，虽然我觉得我从小一直到大都是接受最好的宗教教育。
Like maybe if it's just too comfortable.
但是可能因为环境太舒服了。
Sometimes I envy truth seekers because they get to experience God first and then learn the Word of God.
那有时候我会羡慕慕道者，因为他们都是。先亲自来体验神，然后再来相信。
So for me, I really needed to experience God.
所以对我来说，我必须要有这个信仰上的体验。
So I just remember, like in the Bible with Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob, especially in like Jacob's story, when he had like 10 to 12 children.They all had the same religious education, but really Joseph seems to stand out.
那我都会想起圣经里面的故事，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。雅各有十二个儿子，但是虽然十二个儿子都是受同样的宗教教育，但是感觉上好像就只有约瑟一个人比较突出。
So I realize, you know, everybody has different type of learning that God guides.
所以我就发现说，其实每个人都是有神教导的方法。
Yeah, so the first time I would say is my turning point, the way I first experienced God.
那我发现我这个人生的转捩第一个转捩点就是我第一次体验到神的时候。
Was really after I graduated college and I came back to New Jersey actually.
就是我大学毕业的时候我就搬回纽泽西。
I had experienced a type of depression at the time.
那在那时候我有这个忧郁症。
And I didn't know what direction I wanted my life to go to. I had no idea.
那我不晓得我人生方向是什么。
And I couldn't even pray.
那时候我连祷告都没有办法。
But you know, every week I would come to Sabbath, and it just felt routine.
但是每个礼拜我还是来守安息日，然后就是很形式化的来守。
But thank God, a lot of brothers and sisters, my parents, they all encouraged me at that time.
但是感谢主，在那个时候就很多弟兄姐妹，我的父母都会来鼓励我。
So slowly but surely, yeah, God led me. To come back to him.
所以渐渐的神就带领我回到他这里。
So yeah, so thank God at the time I didn't have a job when I graduated college, and so another brother happened to be moving on to another position, and he offered to submit my resume at that time to his manager.
那我大学毕业回到这里的时候，我那时候还没有工作。但是感谢主，在那个时候，有一位弟兄刚好是在他的公司里面要换工作，所以他就鼓励我把我的履历表寄给他的主管。
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I would accept anything, even though I studied like computer science at the time. And his job was more within the financial industry, so I was like, well, yeah, why not?
那虽然那时候我是学电脑工程的，但是。然后这位弟兄是做这个这个财务上的一些工作，虽然我也不管是什么工作，我都会去申请。
So thank God, yeah. Long story short, in my career, I never had to worry for some reason.
那感谢主，在这个我的工作上，我从来都不需要去担心。
One year before the 2007-08 like financial crisis.
那在这个2007-2008年这个经济风暴的前一年
，My manager at the time told me, "Hey, why don't you look at this? This job looks pretty good for you."
那我的主管就跟我说，你要不要考虑这份工作啊？这份工作看起来不错。
So at the time I was like, "Hey, I'm comfortable here. Why should I apply to this job?"
那时候我的感觉是说，我现在做的工作我很舒服哦，为什么要去找其他工作
？Yeah, but I just applied anyway, so.Just to see if I not expecting anything whatsoever.
但是因为他叫我申请，所以我还是申请看看。那我也不期待会有任何结果。
Yeah, so it turns out, thank God, yeah, not by my own intelligence or anything. For some reason, the manager liked me, and I got the job.
但是感谢主，不是靠我个人的智慧或是任何东西，但是这个主管就我申请这个工作，他就很喜欢我，然后我就拿到这份工作。
So obviously I don't know the future. None of us knows the future.
那当然我不知道未来，我没有人知道未来。
But literally one year later, the financial crisis hit.
但是我换了工作后，这个一年后就是美国的这个经济风暴。
I would say like about 35-40% of the workforce was being laid off at the time.
那在那个时候，大概30-40%。的工作全部被这全部的人都被裁掉。
But thank God, God put me in a place where my particular team was flourishing.
但是刚好感谢神，神把我放到的这个工作小组是我们一直在刚好在那个时候在成长的。
So I didn't know till later, my previous team pretty much got decimated.
那我之后才发现，说我原本的那个工作小组，所有的人几乎所有的人都被裁员。
Like both of my managers got packages and got laid, or one of my coworkers got laid off. Yeah.
那我那时候，我两个主管还有我的一些同事，所有都没有工作了。
So I realized that God was protecting me before I even knew it.
所以我那时候才发现说，说我当我还不知道的时候，神已经在保护我。
So that was giving me encouragement. So I saw that at the time.
所以我在那个时候看到这个就感到很大的鼓励。
And at the time too, some youth was encouraging me to, hey, there's this new NYTS graduate program at the time, because I haven't been to a seminar in quite some time.
那在那个时候，有些青年就鼓励我说，我可以去参加那时候美国有这个青年神训班的一个研究班。
Yeah, so at the time I could only attend 1 week of the 2 weeks.
但是我已经很久没有去参加教会的讲习会，然后虽然那是两个礼拜的讲习会，我只能去参加一个礼拜。
But thank God, yeah, only through His grace, I felt really touched during that 1 week.
但是感谢主，靠着神的恩典，我参加那个礼拜，课程的时候非常感动。
And then I was so encouraged that I attended again the following year, also 1 week.
但是因为那次我参加感到很大的感动，所以我隔年再次这个有这个神训班的时候，我又去参加一个礼拜。
So at the time, like many matchmakers happened to be asking either my parents or myself, like my status.
那在那个时候，有很多教会的媒人就会一直问说，我有没有对象啊？会问我父母说，你儿子有没有对象？
But in my 20s, I knew I was never ready. I knew myself well enough.
但是我二十几岁的时候，我很清楚说我还没准备好。
Plus, guys mature a lot slower than girls.
但是
that was the case for me. Yeah.
对我来说，就是跟经常你会听到说男生这个成熟都比较慢。那对我来说是真的。
But from my standpoint, I felt like I need that closeness to God because how can I help my future wife if I'm not close to God?
但是以我的观点来看，我是觉得说，我必须先亲近神，因为如果我跟神的关系不好，我怎么去帮我未来的妻子呢？
So at the time, I felt, hey, why don't I try reading the Bible again? Because it's been a while.That I read the whole Bible in 1 year.
在那个时候就想到说，我是不是应该要试着再把圣经读一次？因为我已经好多年没有把圣经读过一遍。
So after the second time I attended the NYTS GP program, I resolved to read the Bible 1 year.
所以我参加这个第二个礼拜的这个青年神训班的研究班之后，我就下定决心要把在一年内把圣经读完一次。
But for me, right, I'm more of a chronological 1-2-3 type of person. So reading it in thematic order, which is the way the Bible is structured in the Bible.
但是我是一个比较喜欢这个有时间顺序的去思考的一个人，所以因为圣经的这个书卷不是以这个历史的时间顺序去排的。
So it's very hard to connect the pieces together, at least in my head.
所以对我来说，我在读这些书卷的时候就很难把它连在一起。
So I decided, hey, somebody must have figured this out, right? At least as close to as possible. So I Googled it.
所以那时候我就想说，一定有人已经整理过，把整个圣经以这个历史时间的这个顺序把它排好。所以我就去网络上查。
So sure enough, somebody did create like an Excel file and then detailed how you can read the Bible in 1 year in chronological order.
那我去网络上查就发现说，的确是有人已经整理过了，然后他们把档案都放在网络上，你可以以这个历史的时间顺序把它读完。
Right, so when you read like 1st and 2nd Samuel, you're sometimes reading like Psalms, right? It's the Psalms of David.
所以他这个我用的这个资料是就是比如说你在读撒母耳记上下书的时候，在中间有时候就会插几张这个诗篇的诗。
So to me that was very meaningful and I could now remember like connect certain parts together.
那对我来说这是非常有意义的，所以我这样子读的时候就有办法把圣经的这些故事连在一起。
So thank God, it's not by my own power. I want to be very clear. It's definitely by God's power that He allowed me to think this way and then guided me day by day to really keep to that schedule.
所以感谢主，我要强调的是说，这真的不是靠我自己的力量，因为这真的是神的帮助，让我能够想要说以这种方式试着来读圣经，然后有办法按照这个计划的这个时间每天的去读。
So I told my parents, you know, give me 1 year, let me read the Bible, and then I'll be more open to matchmaking and marriage in general.
所以那时候我跟我父母讲说，你给我一年，我以一年的时间把圣经读完后，然后我再去想婚姻的事情。
So yeah, thank God. After the year, I felt more spiritually revitalized, and I felt like the habit of prayer came back as well.
那感谢主，那一年后我发现我的属灵的生命比较有活力，然后我那时候又重新开始有祷告的生活。
So fast forward to sort of today, well, maybe a little bit backwards. So Pastor, you know, Timothy Young from Canada.
所以如果我们把时间转快一点，一直到最近发生的事情，就是那时候杨志豪传道。
I've known him for over 10 years.
我其实认识他已经认识十年了。
And maybe some of you know, but some of us like to call him like the marriage pastor.
那可能有些人知道说，很多弟兄姐妹都会称他为这个婚戒的传道。
So to this day, almost every sermon, he inserts something like 5 minutes of marriage.
因为一直到今天，他每次讲道的时候都会在他的道里面参透一些跟婚姻有关的道理。
He's also very fervent with the youth. He's very watchful, so he'll immediately grab you, you know.
那他在这个辅导青年上也是放了很多也是非常的专心，非常的努力，经常会去注意到说每个青年的状况。
Yeah, and for me it was no different.
那对我。他对我来说也是一样。
So at least once a year, he will reach out to me.
所以至少每一年一次，他会打电话给我。
And he will ask, "Oh, are you seeing anybody?"
他就会打电话问我说，你现在有没有对象啊？
And almost every time, I would say, "Oh, I'm not ready."
那我每次回答他都说，我现在还没有准备好。
Or I just flat out reject the offer.
或者我就会跟他说，很抱歉，我不要。
Yeah. So then, Yeah, and then it was quite a period of time where I didn't see him for a while, or we didn't have as much interaction.
那刚好有一段时间我就没有跟他接触，所以已经很久没有跟他联络。
But since I moved to Southern California 2 years ago, I attend the Irvine Church.
那自从两年前我搬去加州后，我就搬去加州后就是属于这个加州的尔湾教会，就在那边聚会。
Yeah, so last April, he happened to be one of the pastors that was gonna lead the ESSC.
那去年四月的时候，刚好他被安排是去协助尔湾教会的灵恩布道会。
Yeah, so normally the way it works in SoCal is like because I live in Cerritos and the GA office is in Cerritos. The pastor normally goes to Cerritos first.
那因为我刚好我住的地方是离这个加州的喜瑞都教会很近，所以通常被安排去协助尔湾教会灵恩布道会的传道都会先被安排去喜乐都教会。
Yeah, so thank God I had the opportunity to take him to Irvine Church because they needed help, and I happened to be the closest person.
所以感谢主，因为喜乐都这个教会的灵恩会结束后，他们需要有人帮忙把杨传道载去尔湾，然后那时候我有办法帮忙。
So from Cerritos to Irvine is about 30 minutes.
那从喜乐都到尔湾城大概要开车30分钟。
So we had opportunity like one-on-one time, to talk.
所以在那时候我们就有这个时间可以一对一的来谈话。
So we were just catching up, like, because it's been a while since we've seen each other.
但是因为我们已经很久没有见面，所以我们在花那个时间就聊一些现在所发生一些事情。
So I knew the question was coming up.
所以我也知道我们在聊天的时候，他一定会问到这个问题。
So when it came up, I at the time I also said, "Oh, I'm not ready yet."
所以他问到那个问题的时候。 我就回答说我还没准备好。
But Pastor Yang was saying, oh, don't worry, anytime you're ready, just feel free to reach out.
那杨传道那时候就说不用担心，反正你准备好的话，你就通知跟我通知一声。
So yeah, after ESSC, probably literally a month and a half after.
那这个灵恩会结束后，过了一个月半。
I reached out to him and said, "Oh, do you have a sister of mine?"
那时候我就跟他联络说，那你有没有任何想要介绍的姐妹？
Yeah, he immediately said yes.
那他马上回答说有。
He said the first question. He said, "Are you okay with her being Korean?"
那他第一个问题是说，这位姐妹是韩国人，你有没有问题？
Yeah, for me, I personally did not have a preference in that area, so I said, "Yeah, I'm open." Yeah.
那我个人是没有问题，所以我跟他说没问题。
Yeah, I think Canada and U.S. are similar, but at least for Canada, they always write profiles.
那我好就如我知道的，好像加拿大的这个教会的婚戒跟美国教会婚戒都是差不多一样，他们都会做这个资料的这个，他们有整理一个资料库。
Yeah, so Pastor Young gave me her profile, Mijin's, Sister Mijin's profile.
就每个弟兄姐妹的这个未婚青年的这个资料，所以杨传道就把Mijin 姐妹的资料寄给我。
Yeah, so I looked it over. It seemed okay to me.
所以我看了一下，我觉得不错。
But I still wanted to pray about it.
但是我还是要为这件事情祷告。
So I told Pastor Yang, yeah, let me pray about it.
所以我就跟杨传道说，我先祷告一下。
And then a couple of days later, he told me, oh yeah, she's going to RETS in Cerritos.
那过几天后，他就跟我说，他要去这个喜乐多教会的这个中央教日的教员训练。
So it happened to be that same weekend, like a couple of days later. Yeah.
那刚好是那个周末后过几天。
So you can have opportunity to at least see her.
所以你就有机会可以至少跟她见个面。
But he also told me, because RE, Religious Education Theological Seminar is one of the hardest seminars in the U.S. TJC.
但是他还提醒我说，美国的这个中央教育老师的训练算是美国青年讲习会当中里面最难的一个。
Which I completely agree with. It's probably at the time when I took it, it was really hard, but now it's like 1,000 times harder.
那我当然也知道，因为我以前上这个课程的时候已经很难了，然后现在听说他们又把课程改得更难。
So he advised me to not try to talk to her that week and just pray about it.
所以他就跟我建议说，在那个礼拜不要去跟他聊天，你只要去为这件事情祷告。
Yeah, so I followed his advice and at night time they have some service that they always invite the members to.
所以我就听传道的话，我就只为这件事情祷告。但是那个礼拜的在那个礼拜的训练当中，他们有几天晚上聚会会邀请当地信徒来跟他们一起上课。
Yeah, so every night I would actually attend.
所以其实每天晚上他们晚间的课程我都会去参加。
So I would only see like the back of her head or the side of her head.
那虽然我每次去聚会的话，就是看到她头的后面或是侧边。
But I use that time to also to pray.
但是我也用那个时间来为这件事情祷告。
So yeah, after that week of prayer, I felt peace in my heart.
那在那个礼拜祷告后，我心里就感觉平安。
So also at the time, I had opportunity to go take her to the airport.
那在那个时候，我有机会载她去机场。
And at the time, because Cerritos is the General Assembly there, they were handing out all the students, all the literary ministry material. Everybody had a box.
但是因为现在美国总会的这个办公室就在喜乐多教会的这个场地，所以我就有这个文宣很多很多地方需要把这个文宣的一些产品寄到那边。
Yeah, so at the time, Sister Mijin was really worried.
所以那时候蜜金姐妹就很担心。
Because yeah, she didn't know how to check in, or it was going to be yeah, it would be the first time for her to do that type of thing.
那因为她要把这些文宣、美国文宣的东西带去加拿大，所以她就很担心说，这个 上飞机的时候要有哪些程序。
So like the night before, she actually borrowed a queen sister's cell phone and texted me through her cell phone.
所以要她要上飞机前一个晚上，她就跟皇后教会的一个姐妹借手机，然后就打个简讯给我。
She said, "Oh yeah, can you come extra early? Like I have a 11:30 flight, but can you come in like 9 a.m.?"
那她就问我说，你可不可以早一点来？虽然我的班机是11点，你可不可以
Yeah.
啊，你可以早上九点就来吗
？So I said, "Yeah, no problem."
那我就说没问题。
Yeah, so I picked her up at 9, and actually we had extra time. Helped her check in the GA package, and then yeah.
那因为我们早点到，所以就有时间先到机场，然后就帮她把这个。总会要寄去加拿大教会的这些文宣的物品先全部都程序都办好。
So keep in mind, she had no idea, and it was only me and Pastor Young.
那在这个时候，你要记得说，他都不晓得说杨传道已经跟我联络好了，因为杨传道只跟我谈这件事情。
But thank God, we had.Because we came to the airport so early, is at John Wayne, SNA.
但是感谢主，因为我们很早就到这个机场，然后这是这个尔湾的 John Wayne 机场。
And we had opportunity to talk like for over an hour and a half, I think, before her flight.
因为我们太早到，所以我们就有机会在那里谈话，大概谈一个小时多。
So yeah, and that it's really amazing because it's hard for me to even carry conversations with people that are native English speakers for more than 10-15 minutes.
那是非常的奇妙，因为我就算是跟这个在美国长大的人要谈话的话，要谈超过十分钟，对我来说都有点困难。
So knowing her default language was not English, it was Korean. It was amazing. I feel like it's really due to God's grace.
那知道说蜜静姐妹的母语是韩语，所以能够跟她谈这么久，真的觉得是神迹。
Yeah. So then, later that night, then I just told Pastor Young, yeah, if she's willing, I prayed 1 week, had peace in my heart, and also got opportunity to talk to her, which is a bonus.If she's willing to give it a try, I'm willing as well.
所以接下来那个礼拜，我就打电话跟杨传道说，我祷告后心里很平安，所以我如果对方有意愿的话，我是想要来进行这件事情。
Yeah, so when Pastor Young told her, pretty much, I think the next day, She also wanted to pray 1 week.
所以杨传道大概是隔一天就跟他讲这件事情，然后他也说他要为这件事情祷告一个礼拜。
Yeah, so after that, she also felt peace in her heart and wanted to start as well.
那他祷告一个礼拜后，他心里也感到平安，所以他也想要来进行这个婚戒的事情。
Yeah, so I really thank God. If we come back to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, like my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. I really think that God really allowed me to experience some of that.
所以感谢真的是感谢主，因为我们回到以赛亚书55章。这里神说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。我觉得神让我体验的这个事情，就让我了解这个经节。
In my career, in my impending marriage, I really thank God. I don't take that for granted at all.
不管是事业上或是婚姻上，我发现说这都是神的带领，然后我是非常的感激。
May all the glory be unto God's name.
愿所有的荣耀都归于神的名。
Amen.
Ah, 感谢主耶稣。
So we thank Lord Jesus.
能够在这里听到我们年轻人生命成长的分享。
That we can hear the process of growth from our youths.
其实听来听去，最后只有一个结论哦。
But But after hearing all of these testimonies, we really had just one conclusion.
啊，就是我们的生命的脚步真的是我们的神在带领。
And that is the steps of our life are really guided by our God.
啊，不管在韩国、在加拿大还是在美国。
Whether in Korea, in Canada, or in the United States.
我们的神都亲手引领我们的每一步。
Our God personally leads us every step of the way.
啊，然后还有一个 bonus tip。
And,
还有一个额外的附加哦。
And we also received a bonus tip.
啊，要结婚早治好啊。
If you want to get married, go find preacher Timothy Young.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.